You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I'm like, what's next? Like a butthole wax? Like, I'm good.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I that exists. That's a thing.
I know. That doesn't sound fun at all.
What is up, friends? Welcome back to Overshare, the podcast. I am Jocelyn, and I am joined by my co-host, my PIC, my friend, Lily. Lils. I was trying to think of something else, superlative or whatever, but I couldn't think of one.
We used to do so many things, so it was easy to just like rattle things off. But like now we've seen each other like in person like once in like a year or so.
I know. It's crazy. But Lily, the world is starting to come back to life. People are getting vaxxed. People are getting waxed.
Speak for yourself.
So, I mean, you're going to be able to have a very multi-hyphenate lifestyle again very soon, should you choose.
Yeah, and I'm old. I need to like start dating again.
Ooh, oh my gosh.
I don't know why I really need to, because it's not like I'm like, oh, I need to have kids. But
you want like companionship. You want someone to take out your trash.
Oh, that would be nice.
At your apartment, right?
I have my share well early today.
Oh wow, something brought you joy. This
Guess
is so out of character for
night.
You. What?
Guess what I did?
What?
At 2 a.m.
You finally got that Dunkaroo stuff you've been looking for 2 years.
Oh no, that would have been nice. But also, I heard it's all sham anyway. No, I finally threw out my Christmas tree.
Stop. Okay, when you say you threw out your Christmas tree at 2 a.m., it makes me feel like you did it in the cover of darkness because you did something illegal with it. Did you
illegal? Here was the thing. I didn't know whether I was allowed to just like leave it on the side of the road or not. So I decided it wasn't that big. And by now it's kind of like shriveled up. So Lisa and I had discussed it the other day and she was like, would you put it in like recycling? And I'm like, because there's no like yard, like there's like the trimmings bin usually
right,
at the house.
Like the green bin where you put
but the apartment building doesn't have the green bin. So I was like, recyclable? It's from the earth, whatever. So I did it in the cover of darkness, more so just to in shame, so no one else would see me and be like, "Why the
shame
fuck
that
do
you're
still
doing
have
something
a Christmas tree?" Yes, in May?
I was gonna say shame that you're doing something illegal with your trash, or shame that you still have the Christmas tree.
Just pure embarrassment. And right. My answer, if I did run into anyone, which I hoped they would be drunk if it was gonna be 2 a.m., okay. But was just gonna be that it was in a room that I never go in.
Right, in your
even
mansion.
Even though
yes,
it is in
exactly.
The, yeah, right? Uh-huh, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I feel like I'm really happy for you. I think you've really turned a new leaf or a new branch. But I also feel like we should jump into the show. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So, over it.
What she said.
So now that we have started this show off in such an uncharacteristic fashion, sharing something that brought you joy, what are you over this week?
I did write something down.
Oh, wow. Lil, coming in
hot. I know, right?
With the preparations.
I'm so prepared. No, I started to write it down, but I wrote, finally took out my tree.
Okay, well, I'll share what I'm over.
Okay.
And that is a revelation that came to me very recently, because quite frankly, the last year we've just been trying to survive. Thriving has not really been possible to the extent that at which I wish it was. And I'm a person who is crazy when it comes to like doctor appointments, dentist appointments, getting my skin checked for any like skin cancer, all that kind of jazz, right? Like I'm the person who goes to the doctor and I'm like, take out all my blood, do all of the things. I want to know what's wrong with me, if there is anything wrong, immediately. A few days ago, I realized I cannot even remember the last time I went to the dentist, and my teeth are dirty, dirty birds. I have not had my teeth cleaned. I cannot remember. And I am the woman who goes to the dentist, if possible, like every 3 to 4 months, if my insurance will hook me up. And these teeth have not been anti-plaqued, anti-tartared, or whatever the heck that's called, in over a year now. I have a dirty, dirty mouth. I'm not happy about it.
I need you to stop saying you're like the orbit lady. Clean it up.
Clean it up.
No, actually, Lisa and I were just talking about this. We are on the same page teeth-wise. And as in, we have basically holes in our teeth. And she brought up that it's like, even if you have dental insurance, it doesn't cover anything.
No.
Like at all. It covers the cleaning. And it's like,
it covers just very basic things.
The bare minimum of what I need.
100%. Like,
give me dentures at this point.
Probably 10 to 15 years ago, before I had good health insurance or before I had any dental insurance, I had to have a lot of emergency dental work done. Actually, we might have even talked about it on this show. And I mean, it was probably $5,000 to $10,000. And at the time, that might as well have been like $2 million. I had to like finance my teeth jobs.
That's why I'm poor now. Is because like between my teeth back, that was a few thousand dollars. My emergency root canal you had to drive me to. Then all my back stuff. It's doctor things.
But I'm ready. I'm ready to go to the dentist. Worst. I got to make my appointment. I still go to my dentist in my hometown of Downey, California.
Like Dr. Merrigan. One.
Dr. Merrigan, shout out to you. I tried to start going to a dentist in LA, but it was like trying to get into the hottest club in Los Angeles. It was like a line out the door for 2 years. Like, who knew dentists were such hot freaking commodities?
No. Okay. Got to stop you there. That's how I feel about all doctors. That's why I don't. That's not why I don't do it. I don't do it for a number of other reasons, but this is one of them. I've never called to make an appointment anywhere in LA where it's like, yeah, come in tomorrow or in a couple of days. It's like, oh, we can fit you in 3 months. Like I, when I was calling with my back, when I like couldn't move, they would like, oh, we have an opening in December. And I'm like, cool. What am I supposed? And I'm like crying on the phone. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you got to like, you got to bring the drama in that case. You got to cry, bring the tears, yeah, do guys, all the things, get hysterical.
If you are calling around trying to get some appointments and you can cry, and I'm someone that like it, Dane and I used to bond over this, but it's like, if we even get the slightest bit of did you just spill?
I just spilled, but continue on.
Do you need to get
this,
up and get
I was going
to
say this show is live, but it's not. No, it's fine. It's a clear liquid. I don't really care. I feel
we'll
like
live.
This house is meant to be lived in. So when stuff gets spilled, I'm just like, it's fine. I'm so sorry that you have to cry.
Dane and I, though, used to bond that just the slightest bit of like, if you like kind of feel like you're going to cry, it just comes out. Can't stop it. And definitely out of frustration, I feel like I'll burst into tears on the phone. But almost every time they call back within like 20 minutes, they're like, so I actually got you an appointment next week.
Well, like, see, that's nice. That's great.
Yeah, but now I shouldn't have to cry.
No, you should not have to cry. But now I am thinking in hindsight, aka hindsight from 1 minute ago, that because so many other people like myself have not gone to the dentist in over a year because of COVID, I bet you the wait times are crazy because they're just backed up with appointments. See, I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not going to find out. Back to me and Lisa not wanting to go. It's similar to the Christmas tree, that just shame that I am. I don't go unless I absolutely have to. And when I do, it's like, okay, we're going to focus on this one, and you're only going to look at that one. You're not going to look at anywhere else. We're not going to do anything. I can't afford those ones.
Oh my gosh, don't feel shame, because there are people who have probably never had the privilege of going to the dentist in their entire life. And so you're not alone. But the one thing I will say,
the problem is that I have, and I, oh, if you, the number of cavities, I like the fillings I have in my mouth at this time are not in the just in the double digits, but like so high up that I can't even imagine what it is now, because it's been so long and all I do is drink Dr. Pepper.
Well, I mean, you could always do what I told my dentist I wanted to do. And just, I was like, can you take out all my teeth and just give me veneers? Like, what the heck?
I would like that.
He told me to never say that again. He never wanted me to utter those they words again. That. He was Lisa very angry say, about it.
Give us dentures.
But my one PSA is, if you're listening to this and you have not gone to the medical doctor to get like your vagina checked and all of that stuff, go do that, because that's very important for your health. I feel like teeth are kind of like a little more up in the air, but getting the vag checked is very important.
You know how, I don't know about you, but it's like if you hear like the year 2006, it doesn't feel like it was that, like it feels like it was like not that
last
long.
Week. Yeah, yes.
I want to say like 10 years ago. Like it doesn't feel like it was not that long.
It's,
I know,
like it's 20
crazy.
Years ago, basically.
That I feel like the pandemic is similar, that it's like, it feels like, oh no, I just went to the doctor, but it's like, wow, that was 2 years ago.
Exactly. But yeah, that's what I'm over. The situation going on with my teeth, thankfully, I feel like they feel like they're in good health, which is great. But I got to get an appointment. I will keep you posted. I will come back to the show and regale you with my tales of getting my teeth cleaned. So is that what you're over this week as well? Or do you have something to add to the mix?
I guess I'll just be over how much it costs.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other separate topic. But you guys, as you know, if you listen to this show, we want you to be a part of the show. This is the portion when we always take a call from one of you. We have a phone number with the voicemail. The number is 562-661-5729. We want you to call in and leave a voicemail with whatever it is you're over. Give it to us in 3 minutes or less, though. Give us your name if you feel comfortable, so we can like really connect as you rant. And yeah, I mean, who are we going to hear from this week? Roll the tape.
Hey, guys. My name is Bailey, and this is I'm Over It, my take on it. So what I'm over is kind of generally like the educational system in America. I'm a senior in high school currently in California. So I've been like completely and utterly online. Second point, I like recently got a job for the first time because of the pandemic. I've been waiting until I got one. And I talked to my parents about it, and they're like telling me all this stuff about taxes and stuff. I'm like, I didn't know that. I'm in an advanced econ class, and I was not told that like 40% of our money is taxes. Did not know that. It would, you know, but I can tell you how to like mathematically tell if like a circle is a circle. But I can't tell you anything about taxes. And how they don't tell us how to like do anything in our college. Like both my parents haven't gone to college. I'll be the first in my family. So like, I don't know. I don't know how to do anything. And I'm like texting my friends who have family. I'm like, hey, can you tell me what to do? And I just wish we had a better system that told us how to do anything in general. So yeah, that's my little rant on what I'm over. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope everyone who possibly hears this in the podcast is doing well. Love you. Bye.
Wow. Okay. She said so many things that resonate. First off, going and being a senior in high school right now in this pandemic just sucks. And I'm so, so, so sorry. I hope you're ready to rage in college. I hope you're ready to rage.
That must be so exciting. I can't believe, that sucks. Like,
it really does.
Like, you're lucky that you'll get your freshman year still. The people that didn't get freshman year, that's, I'm so sorry. Like,
what
freshman year is the best.
But what I love that she focused on is a topic that I feel like I've discussed with so many people, I'm sure you included.
I want to talk about it.
And that is the fact that why the F did I take calculus? Why did I take trigonometry? Why in the world did I take like AP physics? Okay. I should have been taking classes on tax law. I should have been taking classes on how to balance my checkbook. I should have been taking classes on how to buy a house, because you know what? That protractor and compass doing nothing for me right now. Okay. Thank you.
I will say that as soon as you said on balancing checkbooks, we did have a unit in like
fifth grade? Health or something?
It was in fifth grade. It was how to write checks. And I feel like that was the only useful thing I ever learned.
Which P.S. when was the last time you actually wrote a check? Next question.
Oh my God. Wait, but that reminds me that Megan used to try and write me checks for editing back in the day, and she didn't know how. And I was like, I learned that in fifth grade.
It's hilarious.
She would like sit there and she would be like writing it, and she would just stop and kind of like side eye me. And I'd be like,
do you want me to do it for you?
You write the numbers.
But it is such an interesting topic. I think... Listen, getting an education can come in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. You can do it yourself at home just by learning. But how invaluable would it be if we were teaching young people things that are actually useful, they could actually use in their lives?
Absolutely. And I do think that there are like the general ed, like how in college, and I mean, and in high school too, that you're learning like just English, like writing and like general tools to be able to do everything else too. That makes sense. But then when it gets into like statistics and like, unless you're gonna, I mean, I don't know, I guess people that want to go into that kind of career know early on, don't they?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I had a whole conversation with my girlfriends about this exact topic.
Like statistics isn't something you stumble into.
No, about this actual topic, because I have a few girlfriends I haven't seen in over a year. And now that, you know, people are getting vaxxed and waxed, we're like, oh my gosh, let's hang out. So we got brunch outdoors very safely. And all of us were discussing like the stock market and all these very adult things, and just perplexed by the fact that now we're just trying to figure this out on our own, which I guess is fascinating. But when you already have a job and a life, it's like a lot to handle. Don't even get me started on cryptocurrency and NFTs and all the other things you can buy. It's all so much information.
Okay. And also, I don't want to make this a gender thing, but like, doesn't it seem like all guys seem to just know everything about cryptocurrency?
I think at least
they get a newsletter.
In my circle of friends and in my circle, like definitely I would say more guys are fascinated by the concept of crypto. But however, I was on Amazing Race with a girl who...
And not to say that girls don't know about it, but it just feels like guys, that's just something they like innately know.
I was on Amazing Race with... Do you remember the girls that were on Amazing Race that were models? So I was on Amazing Race season 28, which was all social media influencers. One of the teams was two girls who at the time were like famous Instagram models. One of them, after the show, got married, met this man that she fell in love with and got married. He's from Russia. And they met here in the States, though. They started a cryptocurrency company and they've both disappeared. Have I told you about this?
Disappeared, like...
They're gone. They haven't been heard from. And I guess the rapper, The Game, you know, The Game, the rapper,
he invested
in their company like millions of dollars, and now they're just, they're gone. I'm like, where did they go?
Like,
where did
they go? Left with people's money, or they got like kidnapped?
Don't know. No idea. No one knows where they are. So Jessica, if you are listening to this podcast, girl, send me an SOS. I want to know what's up. Yeah. Haven't I told you about this?
No.
But yeah, they're involved in cryptocurrency. So that's like really my only connection to that world.
Wow.
That's a whole separate topic.
That took a turn.
You should do a documentary and find them and
see
if they're okay.
Well, that sounds like a true crime doc waiting to happen.
It absolutely is. There's been articles written about it and stuff. I'll send them to you. Anyways, not to go off topic too much, but we're right there with you. We're so sorry that this is your senior year of high school. I hope you rage in college. And I hope that our education system starts like teaching a class on personal finance for young people.
Yeah, but until then, look everything up online.
Absolutely. And with that, Lils, I feel like it's time for us to jump into the mean potatoes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What is up, friends? We are back here on Overshare Podcast, and today you are in for a major freaking treat. So buckle up, grab your cocktail, grab your coffee, grab whatever you want to grab. Grab a friend if you want to. The more, the merrier, because our guest today is someone that Lily and I said right before we started recording this podcast episode, someone we've actually been living parallel lives alongside for probably at least a decade. She's a YouTube creator. We kind of used to work together, sort of, and we'll get into all of that. And most recently, she also has a podcast called Not My Circle. Joining us today is Shahrzad Kiyadeh. Shahrzad!
Woohoo! Thanks, guys. I know today's going to be fun because you ladies just bring the fun, and I feel like it's going to be a trifecta of fun.
Oh, I like that.
We do bring a lot of tangents, so get ready.
I'm here for that.
So I kind of mentioned this during the intro that I just really went on a tangent with, but it was easy to do because you are so multi-hyphenate, that we like kind of worked together in the past, which is so funny, which I think is kind of a common theme with the friends that we've had on the podcast so far, just because the world in LA, especially and in the YouTube world, is so small. But funny fact, Clever Style, which is where so many people know me and Lily from collaborating on, you actually like kind of started that channel, kind of, right?
So funny.
One of its many eras.
Yes. This was a long time ago in the YouTube space. Back 10 years ago, I was just starting out and making a bunch of videos, food and beauty and all kinds of random like lifestyle stuff, travel, you know, it was just like whatever felt good at the time I made a video about. And my friend Carla, I don't know if you guys know Carla Cavalli, her
of
last
name. Of course, we know Carla Cavalli.
Yeah.
Now, yes.
She's been married. I think her married last name is Strom. For some reason, yes. If I met somebody and then they change their name during the course of our friendship, it's very hard for me to like reprogram their new last name. And so anyway, Carl was like, oh, you gotta like sync up with the Clever Girls. They're so fun. They do so many fun things. You do makeup. I think she connected me. And I think I did probably one makeup tutorial a year. A week for a year.
Yes.
And all like celeb inspired looks. And this is 10 years ago. So I had your camera crew from Clever come to my old apartment in Brentwood, set up, and I would do like 3 makeup tutorials in a row.
It's so wild.
But
think
I never
about.
Met you guys. And I remember I met Brianna.
Yes.
I want to say she came like once or twice to kind of oversee the process. But I remember thinking, God, I want to go in that office. The girls look like they're having so much fun all the time. And then, that year long thing kind of, it just sort of fizzled. Not anything bad happened. But I think they were adding other shows or something. And then I was,
it's just crazy.
And then that's when I think Brie probably left a little bit after that. And then there was no one to really man the
ship, so to speak. Man the ship. But obviously it all works out and shakes out in the long run because you are freaking thriving. So for those of you guys who are not following Shahrzad specifically on Instagram and or TikTok yet, just pause really quickly, go do that, then come back, because the content that you serve up, like, I don't even know how to describe it. Do you consider yourself a comedian, like an accidental comedian, or is all of this a grand plan for you to like go on an HBO comedy tour?
I mean, I'll take all of those compliments. I don't consider myself a comedian, although I love being funny and I'm always happy to make fun of myself. I've got a little gem that I'm going to drop right after this. Oh, a little something fun I've been working on. I started throwing some random stuff up on TikTok and two of the videos did well for me. I've got a huge following on TikTok. I've got about 2,000 followers right now.
What? So. Oh, monetize that shit.
I'm like basically like a viral like TikTok star.
But that's the thing about TikTok. Anyone could go viral at any time.
I know. I'm saying I've been throwing random stuff up there here and there, not taking it seriously. And then two of the videos kind of like hit the algorithm in a fun way. And I'm like, oh, maybe I am a TikTok star.
TikTok is so much work though.
I don't understand half the shit I'm doing.
Well, I guess it depends on what you do on TikTok to make it a lot of work, but I get too intimidated and then it's overwhelming.
I feel like you would thrive because you guys are both so funny.
It's just
a place for funny.
That's very generous of you to say, especially coming from you. But I think in this landscape that all of us are in, and I'm sure you feel this too, especially because you have kids and like, that's like a whole full-time job in and of itself. But there's just so many platforms. It's like, you have a podcast, you have a YouTube channel, a podcast, you have a British accent, you have a podcast, you have a YouTube channel, you have all the other social platforms. And it's kind of like, gets a little challenging sometimes to have to cherry pick, like, what do I do today? Or, you know, it's a little challenging to kind of
overthink everything.
Absolutely. Same. But I do want to touch upon the fact that like, okay, all of us did the whole clever thing, whatever. We never got to meet you. You were like elusive. We were like, who's this Shahrzad who shoots videos at her home? We've never met her. It wasn't until years later that I actually met you in person, I think at an event or something like that. But by that time, you were also working on a very popular show on YouTube called The Sass, which was basically very similar to a show Lily and I worked on called Beauty Trippin', where we would go out into the world and get like the weirdest beauty treatments you have ever heard of. And I feel like we were doing a lot of the same things. What was the weirdest thing you and Susan ever did on that show?
Oh my God. Well, so many things. Cause we would cover from like a luxury treatment in Beverly Hills that was like, you know, $500 for like 2 hours of like scrubbing and rubbing and all kinds of fun things. But the weirdest one, and I don't know if you guys did this too, was the ghee in the eyes.
Ghee, like butter? Like butter?
Yes.
No, so, missed that one.
It sounds familiar, but I feel like it was in a food-related thing.
Yeah. Well, so I guess this treatment has roots in Ayurveda. And
okay. Do they up a thing and then they pour something in? I didn't get it done, but I witnessed someone.
Oh, wow.
I don't even remember. Yeah, someone got it done. It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, it's supposed to, and my memory's a little bit fuzzy, but I think it's supposed to sort of clear the redness from your eyes.
I'm like,
if I'm remembering correctly.
Like everything we did on that show, it's like, oh, it detoxifies. It does this. I'm like, oh, bullshit. It doesn't do
anything. That was probably the weirdest because they built like a dough-shaped sort of goggle thing onto your face. And then pour ghee in your eyes. And I will say, people got angry at that treatment for a while.
Why?
They were just like, this is the dumbest thing I have ever seen. Don't tell people to do this.
They were buying it.
I always really personally enjoyed the intersection of like culture and beauty. Like it's interesting, like what women in India do as part of their beauty routine, you know, versus what somebody in Japan or somebody Korea or Brazil or America. I I just find like that part of the beauty industry interesting when you add the cultural element. But yeah, I got like weird shit lasered. You know, I got like my armpit hair removed. I mean, you guys did.
Ooh, that's
all
fun.
Shit,
so. Yes, yeah,
I don't really have to shave again. And I'm like, I wish we did that.
Major bonus. Plus, you also were a part of the Mom's View, which is like such an iconic moment in YouTube history. You have your own YouTube channel. Like, how do you manage it all yourself?
Well, it's funny. There's, you know, it goes in waves. But the Mom's View, when I started, I wasn't even a mom. So life feels...
Oh, you were like the fun party animal probably at the time.
I was, actually. It was very fun. And then...
And also, really quick, who else was on the Mom's View? Wasn't it Shay Carl's wife?
Yeah, Colette.
You.
You guys, yeah. Colette Butler, Kaylee Butler, Carly Butler, now Carly Wood, and Angel Lakita Mortensley, who is one of my most favorite humans of all time. That was like the five main. But we had like Candy Johnson would come on. That's where I got to know Candy. We had a bunch of other people come on. I have to say, it was one of the coolest experiences of my life. I got so lucky to be on that. They like found my YouTube channel and they were like, you have hosting experience, right? When they called me, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a ton. Like I just Clever
so
Style.
Much.
I basically was like, don't watch me on Clever Style. Cause I have a host.
The huge channel.
Well, you know, it was big. Well, it is a huge
channel.
Well,
now it is.
And even at the time, I think it had like probably 100,000 subscribers 10 years ago. That was massive for
That's true. That's very true.
So yeah, it felt, everything I've done has felt awesome and very cool to be a part of. But in terms of managing it all, I don't know. It's all kind of gone in waves where nothing ever seems like too overwhelming to me. And now my schedule is really pretty chill. I mean, I'm responsible for two kids and making sure my oldest passes first grade, which pretty confident he's going to do. and then, you know, my 4-year-old entertained and stuff. And I feel like I feel like I'm in a bit of a slow season. And all the projects I had in 2020 kind of just came to an end. I was doing this. Well, the SAS had to end because it was just way too hard to shoot that. And it was time. And we've been doing it for about 5.5 years. You know, it's just...
I feel like you're running out of things to do.
Yeah. I'm like, what's next? Like a butthole wax? Like, I'm good.
Probably. You know? Yeah. I mean, that exists. That's a thing.
I know. That doesn't sound fun at all. And then, you know, Not My Circle is like my new baby, which just felt like a really fun thing for me to invest some energy. And I always feel like in my heart, I'm a really open-minded person. But then when I like kind of looked at my life and the people I actually talked to, I was like, you know what? I actually need to push myself out of my comfort zone and talk to people that are way different from me. So I think I'm open-minded, but then I'm like, but I've actually never talked to, like really had a conversation with somebody who might've voted differently from me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm open-minded, but when was the last time I had a conversation with a trans person about their identity and what that means to them? So it felt like a cool way for me to just push myself even further out of any kind of judgment, which I really hope I don't have in my heart, but it was a good way to sort of, converse with people that are really different from me. And every conversation I've had so far has been like a little mini education in a world that I don't know a lot about, whether somebody works in the death industry or the sex industry or lives on a commune or they're a hunter. I grew up kind of hippie Bay Area vegetarian, never eaten steak. And I talked to a hunter about like how he, you know, hunts and kills animals. So I just wanted to like push my mind open even more.
It's such an interesting concept, and I've listened to a handful of episodes, and, you know, I think even if you are a person who thinks like, oh, I'm open-minded and, you know, living in LA, I've been able to meet so many people from so many different backgrounds, which is so cool and interesting to learn about different people. The options are endless because every single person on this planet is unique to who they are. But I'm curious to know from you, like what was like the most personally like surprising or like shocking episode for you as you were like reflecting, like, oh my gosh, like I never knew that, or I thought I was like this, but I had these preconceived notions or whatever.
I feel like the Hunter Evan that I talked to, like I truly had never talked to a hunter before about hunting. Maybe I'd talked to a hunter, but didn't know they were a hunter. And I don't know anything about that world. Like I said, I grew up just south of San Francisco. Not a lot of
hunters. There's not a lot of hunting.
I grew up in Cupertino, which is the home of the Apple computers. So there
I was going to say, that's what my clock is always set to.
Yes. The little map, the your little map icon, it's 280 in Foothill, which was the exit for my house. So that one was really interesting. And I actually felt like we had quite a bit in common. And he lives sort of in, he lives in Southern Indiana, I guess, kind of close to Kentucky. And I told him if I ever go to Kentucky, my husband has a bourbon company, so he goes to Kentucky all the time. I said, if I ever go there, we're going to meet up and we're totally going to hang. His kids are the same age. He loves the outdoors, which I do too. He loves like eating healthy organic. I'm like, I do too. I guess we just like eat. I like healthy organic tofu. You like to
grass fed beef.
Yeah. But I, we like bonded, and actually we talked for about 40 minutes after we ended the episode, which ended up being an hour that I put up on the internet. There was so much more after that. And honestly, I probably could have talked to him for even longer, but I really had to pee. So I would have kept going. But he's been really fun. But, you know, I just talked to a death doula, which is somebody
who helps. What is that? I've never heard of that.
It'll go up. I don't know when this will go up, but it'll go up soon on my end. It's somebody who helps prepare you to die. So if you are terminally ill or if your loved one is terminally ill, they will help you prepare for that transition. So there's a lot of like paperwork involved. There's a lot of like, you know, finalizing the details of your life, end of life celebration or funeral or how you want to be remembered. And it can be a really emotional for family members to process this. You know,
I'm just thinking my dad passed away when I was 15 and he went through hospice and I'm like, where the fuck was our death doula?
So
there was hospice nurses, but they did not do that.
When my mom passed away there, first of all, I'm sorry for your loss. 15 Thank is you. A fucked up age to lose a dad. Holy shit. Yeah.
Any age I'd say, but any age,
but yeah. When I lost my mom, it was just 2 years ago. So I had her for a long time. So I'm grateful for that. But one of my best friend's moms, who was also very close with my mom, acted as sort of a death doula. She prepared my brother, sister, and I for what was coming. She helped get my mom on all the right meds so that she was never in pain. She also made sure to bring up things that we might not have thought about, like getting the house in order, the finances in order, because we sold the house I grew up in right after she passed. So there was like logistical things, you know, that you don't really think about or you can't emotionally even comprehend because you're dealing with grief. So it kind of gets that side of the process of somebody dying taken care of so you can just grieve, which is, you know, it's an important thing to be able to just sort of process your sadness.
Very true.
Like, oh, I got to pack up this, or I got to talk to a lawyer, or I've got to do estate planning. You know, that's overwhelming.
Not to be like, I watched a movie like this one time, but not that recently, but like a few months ago, watched Jason Segel and I want to say Casey Affleck, and it's called Our Friend. Oh yeah. And it's, what's her name's in it too? 50 Shades of Gray, Dakota Johnson.
Oh, Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. And it's her and Casey Affleck are married and Jason Segel's the friend. And then she gets sick and Jason Segel like moves in and helps take care of the family and stuff. And it's like the saddest, sweetest movie ever. But by the end of it, it's like all of them are so emotionally spent and they do have someone come in and like, they're like, okay, you all need to grieve and like go your separate ways and process this. And she like goes in and is like the, I guess, death doula in this situation. Yeah.
That's so cool. And like, I would have never known that was a thing, but what a great resource for your listeners too, who might be going through something similar.
I hope so. Yeah. So, I mean, my sister's producing it. She's my best friend in the whole wide world. And it's really fun that we get to do this together. So she's finding everybody. So I do.
That's so fun. I was going to ask you, because I love working with my sister, but my sister's got like She has a real job. My sister is a high school teacher.
Oh my God, she must have had a crazy year.
Yeah, my sister is actually one of your biggest fans. Funny fact, my sister has a very parallel life with you as far as her personal life. Her kids, et cetera, are around the same age as yours. And she thought she discovered you, okay? Somehow you got served up to her on Instagram. She's like, look at how funny this... She was sharing your Instagram reels and stuff that you make on her Instagram story. And I was like, oh, Charizard. And she was like, yeah, she's so funny. I found her on Instagram. I was like, no, you didn't. I found her first. I know her. It's so crazy. But you've been getting so many shares with specifically like the content you've been making surrounding like topics of being a mom and a wife and being like in COVID and in quarantine. So like, what has this past year been like for you? I love that you can make it like funny.
And good for you for posting. I'm like, don't do anything and I'm here alone and like, ugh, too much work.
I'm so flattered, first of all. That makes me, that like fills my heart with joy that that I put a smile on your sister's face or anybody's face. It really, really does. COVID's, I had an emotional roller coaster ride during COVID for sure. I'll go, you know, a week without being able to like go on the internet because I'm just drained emotionally. Every now and then I get in a funny mood and it's on those days where I'm like, today's your day, bitch. Film it before you get pissed
off. Start banking content.
Yeah, I'm like, I know for me, I'm sensitive. I get really, really, really emotional when I hear about gun violence or rioting or, you know, race crimes.
It's not been a good year for you.
No, I know. I get really emotional. I know I'm not the only one, but I'm like, fuck, I can't go on the internet right now. So on the days when I am feeling funny, and I feel like there's a way that I can make somebody else also laugh at the just the craziness of the world right now, then I want to strike while the iron is hot. But I think I am wired to be a happy person. Like my nature is annoyingly happy sometimes.
I relate.
I do in general, like, you know, wake up in a fairly good mood. I am one of those people who like try to find joy in fucking things, you know, but I also feel like it's fun to make fun of yourself. And I, as much as I love a serious conversation, like talking to a death doula, I also feel like there is just a need to just laugh and not take shit so seriously. So if I feel like something is like a funny, silly moment, that's part of my day. I like to think that other moms can probably relate.
I'm also curious because my sister's kids are 3 and 5. Okay. They're definitely at the age, especially my nephew who's 5, where he'll be like, that's not cool looking. Like, you don't look cool. Like my sister and I were trying on swimsuits for a video and he was like, that one's not cool. Why would you wear that? You know, your boys are 4 and 7 and sometimes they're in your content. And there's actually this specific video I'm thinking of right now where it's like, the concept of the video is like that you're confused about like what your dance style is. Is it head, shoulders, knees and toes? And that song is playing, but you're also doing like a sexy, like, you know, very like 90s, I'm in high school, like bump and grind kind of dance. And I see your son like walk through the frame. What do the boys think? Are they just like, mom's doing weird stuff again?
They know mama's wild and fun.
I actually wonder that too. Like, what do kids think? Like, do they know what social media is? Do they know what TikTok is?
It's funny. My oldest, yeah, they do-ish. I'm actually really strict about screen time for my kids. They're not allowed to play with iPads. And I run a pretty tight ship when it comes to screen time for them. And I try and have really healthy habits myself too, because I feel like you got to lead by example. But I grew up in a very fun house, in a dancing house, in a music house with the every time my mom was cooking, there was music on, there was dancing in the kitchen. I like to cook and be loud and entertain and have fun. And I'm with my kids all the time. So they're going to see me doing silly, funny things. They know mommy makes videos and puts them on the internet. You know, I'm really, really honest with my kids. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the movie Captain Fantastic. It's one of my favorites. It's with Viggo Mortensen. Is that his last name?
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
I can't recommend it enough. It's so good. And I really like how in the movie he's like very honest with his kids about sex, about death, about, you know, whatever subject that's big and feels heavy. It's amazing how much kids can handle. I'm not telling them everything, but, you know, I said my mom passed away and my oldest was, I guess it was, he was just about to be five when she died. So he knew my mom and he had to talk about where grandma went. I wasn't going to lie to him. I was going to tell him in the best way that I could that made sense for him. And I've just always kind of felt like I want to be honest and not hide anything from my kids. And so that comes with like making silly videos. That video is like partially triggering to people, I think, because they're like, you're being sexy in front of your kids.
Oh, that's stupid.
Which brings up funny questions of like,
you're like, I'm so hot though. Like, I have to be hot all the time. What am I supposed to do? Hide this hotness? Come on.
Was it the fuzzy socks I wore that was so sexy in the video, or the shirt that went up to my fucking neck? Was that the turn on? Or and also that begs the question of like, why is it bad to be sexy in front of your kids anyway? How do you think babies are made?
Oh my gosh. Have your kids asked yet? That is like such a, I mean, I feel like most parents, I when I think about like having kids and like when kids ask, where do babies come from? Like, have your boys asked?
Not in that way, but
kids usually ask their parents?
I don't know.
I feel like that's such like a TV show thing.
It feels like a TV show thing. Well, they've seen my sister and my sister-in-law be pregnant. So they know like that a baby is in your belly and comes out and stuff. But I like have casually brought up sex here and there because I am getting to a place. I mean, I want my kids to know their body parts.
Right.
I don't want them to be like pee-pee and wee-wee. I want them to know like what a penis is, what breasts are, what things.
Yes.
They're allowed to touch privately.
Like, what's appropriate, what's not.
Yeah, they're not allowed to touch other people's privates. Like we talk about body parts. And I mentioned it casually to my oldest, not my youngest. I don't think he gives a shit about where babies come from. He's like, are there cars? Are there donuts? And can we go like play outside with a ball? Whereas my oldest has a lot of big questions now. You know, he's seven, like you know. And so he's never said what's sex or where does a penis, what, you know, things like
that. What do you do with this thing?
Yeah, he hasn't asked that yet, but I've kind of brought it up. I don't want it to be taboo and I don't want them to feel uncomfortable talking to me about anything. That is my goal. I want my kids to feel like they can say whatever they want. They also like, you know, they put lotion on and they touch themselves and I want them to feel comfortable touching their bodies. They have to know in, you know, where they're allowed.
When and where. Yeah.
They're not allowed to like sit naked on a couch touching themselves. They've got, you know what I mean?
I know that some kids like have that issue though, that it's like the teachers have to like write home to the, or like call home to the parents, be like, okay, so.
Yeah.
But
it is a very, I think it's like from our, maybe it was bigger when we were growing up where like people's parents would call like it a hoo-ha or a pee-pee or whatever. But I think parents are so smart to just be like my nephew, Sam, he's five. He told my sister that a girl in his class, he's like, this girl in my class, she goes to gymnastics. He's in preschool. She's so flexible. She can do the splits and her vagina touches the ground. And I was like, yeah, man, she's flexible. She must be training hard. He's like, yeah, but he doesn't think it's weird because it's just like,
innocent.
It's just a word. You know what I mean?
No, if anything, I feel like I learned, like my mom definitely was not having that conversation with me and I definitely was not asking her, but I am thinking back to like Titanic came out when I was seven and I saw that in the theater. So I feel like that was probably one, and I can't imagine that was the first thing I saw, but that's just like the one that sticks out. Like the hand on the, but, so I feel like there was a lot of like assumption. Like, I feel like you talked to your friends about it a lot, but I don't feel like it was like people going home and asking their parents. And yeah. I don't feel like you always associated it with like babies. And
no, not at all. No, 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 no.
It was like the sex you saw in movies was like not the same as like where do babies come from?
Right. Absolutely not.
But yeah, I mean, but look, I don't know. I'm open to other ways of approaching these big subjects.
We'll just wait and see what you do and then let us know. And then when we have kids years down the line, we'll just do whatever works well for you. It's perfect.
I'm not trying to filter them too much.
Nolan, but back to what you were saying earlier about, like, do they know about your videos and stuff? And you said they know that you post videos on the internet. How strange is it now that, like, I mean, you could go out anywhere in LA, and if you, like, polled, I feel like 10 people, odds are one of them has, like, a decent amount of followers. How weird is it? Like, do they know that you, it's like, oh, mom posts videos on the internet, but, like, no. Mom, like, has a lot of followers that she posts to on the internet. Like, people are watching it.
Yeah, they know, especially Idris, because when I was hosting the Mom's View, I was pregnant, and then I had him, and he was on camera with me a lot. And, you know, people would come up and say hi, and he remembers, like, people coming up to us and saying hi. I'm not saying I'm, like, the queen of the internet or anything, but
kind of. But I always think back to, there's an interview with, I think it's Victoria Beckham, and it's like them talking about, like, oh, like, how do your kids, like, react to you being like famous? And they're like, oh, actually, they just, like, don't get that, like, everyone's moms aren't pop stars and soccer players. Like, they just think that's the norm. And it's like, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. But
that's actually really cute. I love that. That's so fun. So now, like, Shahrzad, your show, which I love that you're doing with your sister. Like I said, I think that's something so fun for you guys to collaborate on. Like, how long do you plan to keep it going? And, like, do you just have, like, the longest list? Or is there something or someone in a specific, like, lifestyle or occupation or what? Whatever that you would really love to talk to, because I believe that everyone in the world listens to this show, and you could just throw it out there, and maybe they'll contact you.
Because it also, it's not just like, oh, weird jobs. It's like lifestyle, job. It's kind of like whatever part of their life you want to dive into.
Yes, we have a long Google Doc running list right now. I really want to talk to a polygamist.
Oh my gosh, that Sister Wives show right now that is on Discovery Plus.
Yes, I really want to talk to a polygamist about the, like, logistics of everything.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean by logistics?
Well, like, you know, who sleeps where and how does it actually...
No, I'm very curious. Please do this.
You know, is there, like, jealousy? And
right.
Is there a hierarchy? Like, are you number two or are you both equal or do you really get along or... You
know, I think there is a hierarchy.
I just want to, like, talk to some. So we've reached out to a few. And then I actually think it would be really interesting to talk to a police officer right now. So that's kind of, like, high on my list. A police officer. Believe it or not, I haven't, fortunately or unfortunately, haven't talked to any in a while.
no trouble.
No trouble. No, there was a streak from about 12 to 14 where I was talking to police officers.
Oh, girl, I saw your photos from the 90s. You got into some trouble.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I should pass along. I have on my, like, videos to do along with 50 other things. Like, won't reveal their identity. Someone I know has a family member that they basically said they would do, like, if they would do the person I know would do the interview and we would, like unsolved mysteries, like, silhouette them out. And they would talk about their family believes that, like, Obama is a lizard and, like, all of, like, the deep state conspiracy theories that are really just, like, straight QAnon, but, like, the deepest kind.
We want to talk to a QAnon person. I haven't heard that Obama is a lizard yet.
Oh, that goes into, like, Illuminati, like, reptilian shapeshifter, like,
okay.
That, like, King Perry was replaced.
Oh my God. So I don't think they believe that. Deep with that dark. My sister-in-law has met Obama. He was
You
not
should get him on your show.
Not a lizard.
Get Obama. Hey.
Get Obama.
He was not a lizard when my sister-in-law met him.
I will confirm with.
So she actually was with him the night he found out he was becoming president, I want to say.
Oh, that's not casual. Is your sister, like, a high-ranking member of, like, something?
My sister-in-law had a motorcycle school in Chicago. So she taught everybody in Chicago how to ride motorcycles.
What?
That is the best job I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. She did a lot of cool motorcycle stuff back in the day. She still does some now, but yeah, she did racing.
Cool motorcycle stuff.
I know. She like raced in the Bonneville Salt Flats, which is this, I think she set a record for like going really fast. Have you guys ever heard of the Bonneville Salt Flats?
Yeah. No, you're speaking a new language to me.
It looks so cool. It's this area that's really flat.
It's in Utah.
A lot of people set like world records racing on there because it's I'm going to butcher this.
And it's just really pretty. And there's like Instagram pictures that people post.
You can also go for the gram.
That's probably why I would go there. Let's be real.
There's these majestic canals, but they're not safe for public recreation. And it's like people started visiting because of this Instagram. And I guess it was chemicals and stuff making this certain area really blue.
They went a few years
anyway,
ago.
Anyway. Yeah. That's really
circling back. She did mention he was handsome, well spoken, just as dapper as they get, and absolutely not reptilian.
No, no. Although that would be fascinating. However, very untrue. I do feel as though it is a possibility because I'm delusional. You could very well have either him or Michelle Obama on your podcast because both of them have dabbled in the podcast space. It could be a great collab opportunity for them. I'm just throwing it out there. Just letting the world know. If Sasha and Malia are listening, let your parents know. We would love to connect.
No, you guys are popular.
But Shahrzad, are you down to stick around for the last segment of this little show?
I will do anything. Yes.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
All right. So for this final segment of the show, it's called Farewell, where we share something. We'll sing farewell. And it's something that brought us joy in the past week. It could literally be, you know, a TikTok, whatever, anything on the spectrum. Lil, do you want to kick us off this week?
Sure. Yes. As usual, I will have mine be also a recommendation.
Yes, great.
I'm not all the way done with it, and I don't even know what it's called because I've been so engrossed. There's a new docuseries on Netflix.
Is it about like murders or something? I feel like obviously, that's what you always like.
Yes. It's called The Sons of Sam, A Descent into Darkness. I've never heard of the Sons of Sam murders. I texted my mom and she lived in New York at the time and she was like, yeah, I absolutely remember those. Never heard of them. Really creepy, satanic things involved, and it's really intense.
It's bringing you a lot of joy.
It brought me so much joy. No, I just haven't had anything to watch in a while. And I turned on Netflix and it was like five new things and it was a nice new mini series. I'm like, great. That's perfect.
That's the kind of thing I'm not allowed to watch. What about you?
And also, I gave away my Farewell earlier at the beginning of our
Yes,
episode.
Tell Shahrzad so that you can just have an open book with her.
Yeah. I have a problem. I'm admitting, I did it already publicly, that I just last night at 2 a.m. in the cover of darkness threw away my Christmas tree.
What?
Yep.
Oh my God. Wait a minute.
No, I'm only admitting this on the podcast because I know my mom doesn't listen to it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I need a little bit more information.
Well, I live alone. Why? And it was just, it's definitely dead. It was very, very shriveled. But honestly, it's not like they smell or anything. So, I mean, it's still, if you get close, still smelled good. So I didn't have a reason to like throw it away. And then it was basically I have back issues. So I like wasn't going to do it by myself. So that was like an excuse for a while. And then I just kept forgetting. And then it was just like, fuck, it's May.
Oh my God. That's
and now it's also so dead and shriveled up that like it's pretty light. So and my back's been doing okay. So.
That is a world record, though. So it's actually, I'm very happy for you that you did that.
I even super like, curious. I tried to like pick up the needles that like fell behind it, so no one knew where it came from.
Quick cue, was it decorated? Still?
No. Okay. No, I said that as if like, no, of course not. No, I don't. I think I only took the ornaments off 2 months ago.
You had a dead.
It wasn't that dead. It wasn't like brown.
Okay.
It was kind of brown.
It was like, I feel like I saw
it. It was kind of brown, actually.
Oh my God.
But she doesn't have a fireplace in her house, so it wasn't a huge hazard, which made me feel a little less stressed out. Yeah. But yeah, wow. It's a big day for Lil's in her home.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Turning over a new leaf. No pun intended.
Literally.
Sharzad, what brought you joy this week or is bringing you joy this week?
I'll tell you something that's bringing me so much joy.
Realizing that you're not irresponsible enough to not have a Christmas tree in your living room in May.
This brand is not sponsoring me, but the drink can, the cannabis infused cans of heaven, they're so good. It's they're like 30 calories for a can or 50 for the big one.
What's the brand?
It's called Can, C-A-N-N. Their Instagram is Drink Can. It's like infused, like basically cannabis infused sparkling flavored water.
Interesting.
So good. And so I don't really like to be like high or out of it, but this is just the most mellow, easy thing. This is the most like mellow, easy thing ever. And it really helps me sleep. I am a troubled sleeper, and just a little bit, like one tiny can, 2 milligrams of THC helps me sleep. And it's also just really relaxing, and it brings me so much joy.
It's your special mom juice.
You can also get a small bottle of syrup that contains more than 90 milligrams of THC for around the same price, and you can just add drops to your favorite beverages.
Oh, that's interesting.
Just telling me about that. I haven't done that. You know what? This world of like the CBD infused drinks is new to me.
See, Is drinking it the same as eating it? Does it like?
I feel like it, but for me, like it, if I have one,
it's not like enough that it's going to really like, mess up your day, but
it's like the act of like having something fun in a wine glass while my husband's drinking bourbon and I'm drinking this. I like my husband has the bourbon, like he's having bourbon, little plug, but
and then you don't have to. That it wouldn't be like me like pulling out the bong. That would actually be a much more like socially appropriate way to smoke at a friend's house.
I haven't hit the bong in a long time because my throat hurts.
See, it's funny because I feel like as I got older, like I wouldn't say I think probably not as many. Actually, that's a lie. I think probably more of my friends smoke now that everyone got older, because now it's like a nice way to like relieve yourself after work is like everyone goes home and smokes a bowl. But in college, I feel like everyone had bongs, and that was what I always smoked out of in college. And then I kept it because that was always less harsh on my throat. And then I feel like everyone like downgraded to little pieces, and that just like feels like I'm putting fire onto my.
Yeah. Smoking any flowers hurts my throat.
I should try the can.
Try the can. C-A-N-N.
I would die to see Jocelyn drink one. You could try CBD one.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that. Yeah, no, I can't even take melatonin. Okay. I will wake up in 6 years from now. I take an ibuprofen. I feel like I'm amazing. I'm too sensitive to everything. I have to be very careful with all
this. Jocelyn's one of those people that's like, oh my God, I had an Advil 3 days ago. Can I have a glass of wine? Yeah. And I'm like,
I am glad that you brought up your husband's bourbon company, because all of the marketing materials and, you know, everything that I've seen from it looks gorgeous. And yet another reason for your kids to have the coolest parents ever, a mom on the internet and a dad with an alcohol company. You guys are basically Cindy Crawford and Randy Gerber. Yeah, what the F?
Obsessed with them, but yes, thank you. he's crushing it. I'm so proud of him. His other business closed during COVID. So this has been his new baby that he had been working on, luckily, for about a year and a half, 2 years before, and just timing wise worked out. And he's in Kentucky now, and he's coming out with some amazing stuff. I'm so proud of him.
That is awesome. Plus, I'm assuming you just get like free bourbon for life, which bonus.
We do. We're fully stocked with the bourbon. It's really good bourbon. It's a premium brand. So it's just, it's won every like spirits competition it's been entered in has won like the highest awards.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What was your thing that was
What brought me joy this week? Well, kind of like deep thoughty, but you know, obviously we've been living inside for the past year. And during COVID, one of my best girlfriends who moved to New York after college, she'd been living there like for over 10 or 15 years in a very small apartment in Brooklyn with her two small children and her husband. They were finally like get us the F out of here. We cannot live in this tiny place anymore. So you guys, they sold all their furniture. They got rid of everything. They rented an RV, put their kids inside, and drove to California, where they have been living for the past year. But because, you know, they have a lot of high risk people, as far as their parents, people in their inner circle, I have not seen them since they've been living just a few miles away. So finally, last weekend, I was able to get a very small brunch with a few of my girlfriends. And I need to be around people. I'm like an extrovert. And I like being around people and going to things and doing things. And so it just felt so good to like go to brunch, which I know sounds so silly, but I feel like the cool takeaway, if you can even say that, from the past year is like all these things that I took for granted that were little things, these little moments that I definitely enjoyed, but like now I appreciate them so much more. So I'm just looking forward to like going to Europe or something someday.
That's someone to
travel. Right? I know. Anyways, Shahrzad, thank you so much for coming on our show. We are going to link to all of your things, including your podcast, which is absolutely a must listen. You'll be fascinated. You'll definitely learn something that you probably didn't know beforehand.
Let us know when you find the polygamist, or if anyone knows one.
Oh my gosh.
Polygamist, slide into my DMs.
Oh my gosh. Shahrzad, what about someone in the Amish community dying for you to do that?
I think, Anthony, you should get some of the people that were, I don't think he's done it yet, but Anthony Padilla is doing a episode on it soon.
Amish?
Yep. So he does, like, I spent a day with blank, and it's like several people, so you could maybe pick from his.
Well, the goal would be to spend the day with these people, like on a commune, or not like that I would hunt, but that I could go experience what it's like to
do like the show, the sass, but like with.
Yes. I mean, that's the dream. I feel it's very like Vice. So Vice, can I have a show, please?
Oh my gosh. Put it out into the universe.
Oh my gosh. I'll help you make it.
Lily is the master producer of these kinds of things. You guys really should collab on this project.
We could co-host together.
Oh my gosh.
You can host it.
She's like, I don't want to be on it. I'll just produce it.
I feel like I could talk to you guys for so long. Jocelyn, I love all the fun things you're doing with flipping homes.
Oh, thank you.
So crazy cool. Where are you living in LA still? I feel like you're in Arizona.
No, I'm in LA. Same girl. Same. Okay. I'm living in LA, but this is like a podcast exclusive. over the last year during COVID, during quarantine, like, you know, obviously there's not much we could do, but construction is essential. So we flipped three houses over like the last 9 months. One's in Pacific Palisades in California, and two are in Arizona. And I'm going to release it later this month as a 6-part miniseries on my YouTube channel. So
your
I'm very excited.
Say 5-part.
Oh, well, yours is the 6th part. Lily's cutting my trailer. So she's like, I didn't know there was a 6th video.
I was like, so that's wrong.
But yeah, I think like even with your podcast and with like all the cool stuff that you've been doing, or like your husband's new business, I think it's been fun to see how people pivot during this time if they're able to. And there's been some cool things that have come out of it. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
That is so, so, so cool. Yeah. Thank you guys so much. I was so flattered when you asked me to be a guest on. I don't know. On the emails, I was just all caps, like, yes, 100%. And they got back to me. Your people got back to me. They were like, we love your enthusiasm.
Our people.
I'm like,
oh, our people. We do have amazing people. This podcast would not be possible without the amazing work of Katrina and Melissa. And with that, you guys, thank you so much for listening. If you are new here, please subscribe. Please give us a rating. Please leave us a review, even if it's like 5 words or less, because anything helps. We want to welcome more people into this little overshare party. And with that, this episode it's over.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.